Okay, so a good story about one of my first threesomes was basically me and one of my guy best friends. We've been friends ever since, like, I want to say probably the fifth grade. And one of his friends, but I was not friends with his friend, if that made sense. So every day when we would get home from school, we used to live in the same, apartment. Housing complex, and we were always like the two kids to get off the bus last and walk all the way to the back because that's where we would live. And we would always like walk together, talk about like our day, and we would also like walk together in the morning to the bus. So like we're walking home, and usually our routine is like I would go home, and he would go home, like in our obviously our separate houses, and we would like do our homework and stuff first. Maybe like I don't even say homework. Like I would literally just go home, take off my book bag, and like get me a snack, change out of my clothes, see what's on TV, if there's anything worthy of watching. And I was always responsible of like calling my mom as soon as I got in the house just to let her know that I was home. So I would have to like call my mom. And I would usually just like go in the house and do those little things and then come back outside like 20, 30 minutes later and we would hang out. Sometimes I would go in his house and we would chill in there. Sometimes we would just chill like on the steps of our apartment complex and we would just like talk until we knew our moms were coming home and we would like, go on and get homework started and everything like that. But it was one day where my mom had to work late. And I think his mom like had to leave for the weekend. I think like she was going somewhere fancy. I can't remember. And so we got home from school and I did my usual. I remember I literally got in the shower and I changed because I had gym last period. So I was like kind of sweaty. And I literally came out with like some blue basketball shorts. They were like a little short, I'm not gonna lie. And like a little cute little crop top. And usually when I would go into his house, like he would either be on the video game or on the computer. I would probably be going through his pantry trying to make me a snack. And we would just chill. Like it was never that like a big bonanza, if that makes any sense. So it was one day where his friend, and we're gonna refer him as Jay. So it was one day where my friend and Jay were, both on the game, and there's like a supermarket right outside of our complex. I won't say right. I think from where we lived, far in the back, all the way to like the shopping center, it would probably be good, like a good 20 to 30 minute walk. So, and that's like there and back. So, and not including time, like that you're in the store. But anyways, so it was one day where my friend, and I'm just gonna refer to him as M. So M wanted to go get like some pizza from the store because like it was Friday and like I don't know, it was a good day. Like who doesn't want to eat pizza on Fridays? So he went to the store to go get pizza and I was in the house with Jay. Me and Jay just never got along. He was just always really mean to me and just like a dick, like he was a super bona fide dick. And it was one day where it was just me and him in the house, and we were like sitting on the couch, and I got like extremely sleepy. I got like super fucking sleepy, and I just like fell asleep, but I wasn't thinking anything of it. Like, I remember falling asleep. Well, before falling asleep, excuse me, like he was on the game, and then I woke up to him like pulling down my crop top and like him like jerking off while he's like touching my breast at the time. And I'm not even gonna sit here and bullshit and act like, oh, I didn't like it or oh, I was scared. Because, like, even though he was super mean to me, he was fine as fuck. Like, he was so cute. So I was just like, letting him. And then, like, when he was like jerking off, he kept getting like closer and closer to my mouth. And then he told me he was like, suck it. So then, like, I started like sucking his dick. And then, like, he seemed to really like it. And he was like moaning really loudly, like not like super loud to where people can hear him, but like louder than I've heard like most boys at the time like moan when I set them off. So like he was like moaning, and then like he like grabbed my head and like forced it down my throat and was like fucking my throat. And then like I kept trying to like hit his stomach with all that, like, I couldn't breathe. And like he took it out and like movie type shit, like not even gonna lie. As soon as he came, my friend M walked through the door. And then like he walked through the door and he just was kinda like shocked. But like he didn't say anything. Like he just like went in the room and like closed the door. And then Jay went in the room, and then I kind of felt awkward. I'm not gonna lie, like after that I felt embarrassed. Like I felt like M was like really mad at me or like disappointed that like I was like that, because me and M never done anything like that. And then when Jay went in the room, they were in there for like a few minutes. So like I went into the bathroom to wash the fucking thick ass load of cum that was all over my face. And I'm in the bathroom now washing it off, and then I come back out, and then M is on the couch with his dick out. And then he's stroking it. And then he told me to come here. And then I came, and then I sucked him off. And while I was like sucking his dick, he had like his fingers in my hair, and like he took my hair out of a ponytail. And then he ran his like fingers through my hair and like continued to like stuff his dick down my throat. And then Jay came over and like used his fingers and like rubbed my clit. And literally, I think he did it for like 30 seconds, and then I came. And literally he was just like, "I don't give a fuck, you're gonna come again." And I just kept coming while I was sucking off in. And then they finally laid me down. And then Jay was the first one that like slid his dick inside me.